In Pennsylvania, after years of what they see as inaction around gun safety laws, state Democrats are joining gun reform advocates in a plea to Republicans and to Governor Josh Shapiro. For WHYY, Tom Reese explains.
House member Arvind Venkat of McCandless still works as an ER doctor. In his nearly 20 years in the emergency room, he says he's cried only twice. And one of those times was when his hospital admitted a 2-year-old who shot himself with an unsecured firearm. Venkat says PA needs a law requiring safe gun storage.
We as a society and as a community have not been willing to do the obvious, to take action to address this public health crisis, to recognize that gun violence can be prevented and that we can move forward.
Venkat and other speakers called on the Republican-controlled Senate to pass laws that would expand background checks for gun purchases. They also want more restrictions on the use of 3D printers to make gun parts. Advocates also urged the state to invest more in community-led violence prevention. They say such investments are needed along with those in law enforcement. I'm Tom Reese, reporting from Harrisburg.
Philadelphia City Council President Kenyatta Johnson pulled out a realistic-looking toy gun to make a point during the police department's testimony at the budget hearing Tuesday. Councilmember Johnson says he's worried merchants are selling the toys in the city's low-income neighborhoods.
You're taking advantage of our neighborhoods, right? Ravage the vaping, ravage the crack pipes that's being sold. But this is death and destruction, grooming young people at a very, very, very early age, right? And putting everybody's life at stake.
City Council and the police department are in discussions about how to team up with licenses and inspections crews to get toy guns off the street before they lead to a real shooting. In New Jersey, Camden City Council has approved an ordinance that regulates how lithium-ion batteries are handled. The bill was proposed following the 4-alarm blaze at the EMR Metal Recycling Complex in South Camden, which prompted evacuations of nearby homes. Kristen Schrun had to leave her home with her young children. She was critical of the bill's timing, calling it a band-aid on problems she and others have had with the scrapyard. She wants the city to do what it can to hold EMR accountable.
EMR receives so much money and tax breaks every year for working in Camden, for having Camden employees. Take it away from them. They were back to operating the day after the fire, every single time, some cases probably the day of.
The ordinance passed by the council outlines lithium-ion batteries, how they are sold, stored, and disposed of. Sports: Braves over the Phillies Tuesday, 7-5 in Atlanta. The Phillies continue their away set with the Braves tonight. The 76ers play their final away game of the season against the Wizards this evening, and the Flyers visit the Rangers.